When it comes to rhythm, it's really king, because you can play the best notes or with the best delivery, but if they're delivered at the wrong time or with poor timing, it all goes right out the window. To wet your whistle, here's a little exercise where we're gonna do from one note in a bar to 32 notes in a bar. Now, I'm not gonna call them whole notes and half notes and all this for those of you who don't read music. I'll just say the number of notes per bar. So we'll start with whole notes. Play along with me. All these examples are in the key of G. I'm sorry, not whole. I won't say whole notes. I'll just say one note per bar. One, two, three, four. Now two notes per bar. Now three notes. Now four notes. Now six notes. Now 12 notes. Coming up. One, two, three, four. Now, just keep in mind, you don't have to play notes, notes, notes all the time. You could just play 24, the feeling of 24 bar, 24 notes in a bar with their equivalent rests, like, Now here comes 32nd notes. In addition to making your improvised lines more rhythmically versatile, as per the last exercise, you could also be conscious of where you begin and end your phrases. So, for example, I'm going to randomly choose the end of three to begin my phrases. So, one, two, three. Okay, the phrase can end anywhere, but I always had to start right at the end of three. Or suppose I choose the end of one to end my phrase. The phrase can start anywhere, but it has to end on the end of one. Here we go. Okay? So that's a really fun game, and there's lots of possibilities. Try making a decision on where you're gonna start your phrase and end your phrase. Next idea, use a rhythm map to come up with a phrase that's comfortable for you, and then try and move one element in it. For example, suppose I just decide ahead of time that I'm gonna play any four notes in a bar, anywhere, and it'll sound like this. Two, three, four. And now I have to analyze, what did I do? It was something like, and two, and. So, and two, and. So I'm going to choose to move one of them. I'm going to move the one that's on the beat, on the two. So instead of and two and, I'm going to move it somewhere else. I'm going to move it to the three. So instead of and two and, now it's going to be three, four, and three and. From there, there are so many possibilities. I could keep messing with that one rhythm. I could juxtapose that with the first rhythm I played, the unaltered version, and it would sound something like that, both of them back to back. And I could come up with a little, melody. The possibilities are endless. And by the way, if this is too mentally abstract, actually write your rhythm that you chose down for any level. Write your rhythm down on the rhythm map, and then you can literally erase it and move it so you can keep conscious of what you're doing. And I guarantee it'll be a creative and worthwhile pursuit. For advanced players, you can choose to do 16th notes instead of 8th notes. You can choose to move two elements instead of one. You could do two bar rhythms instead of one bar rhythm. You could just explore more anticipations and delayed resolutions, like, for example, starting or ending your phrase on the four or the end of four, or accenting certain beats in the bar. The possibilities are limitless. Have fun, you guys.